电话之音，服务人员聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年2月5日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的Kavichandra Maharaj，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博迦梵歌的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。Maharaj。
Yeah。
And the verse is chapter 13, verse number 8 to 12. We're still in here.
Verse number what?
Number 8 to 12.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should be on number 10 then, right?
Yeah.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Kopi Jana Balava Giri Bharadhari Kopi Jana BalavaYashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Ravana Cha Yamuna TiraJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Gopi Jana Balava Gopi Jana BalavaJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
BhagavateVasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha SunyavadiPaschacare Satani. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13. We're going over text 8 through 12, but I think we're on number 10 now.
Yeah. 我们今天阅读的是圣典博迦梵歌的第十三章，然后呢 我们在读的是第八到第十二十节，这应该读的是第三、第十十节。
Asatir Anubhishvanga Putradara Grihadishu Nityam Chasama Chittatvam Ishtan Otish Ishtan Ishto Kapitstushu Asatir Anubhishvanga Putradara Grihadishu Nityam Chasama Chittatvam Ishtan Ishto Kapitstushu Okay, we'll find the word meaning first. Asati. Asati, being without attachment.
Asati 的意思呢是没有依附。
Anabhishvanga, being without association.
Anabhishvanga, 没有接触，没有联谊。
Putra, for son.
Putra, 儿子。
Dara, for the wife.
Dara, 妻子。
Griha, Adishu.
Griha, Adishu.
Home, etc.
家庭等等。
Nityam.
Nityam.
Constant.
不断的。
Constant.
不断
的 Cha,
还有
Samachitatvam
Equilibrium 平衡
Equilibrium
平衡
Ishta, the desirable
Ishta, 值得要的
Anishta
Anishta
And undesirableAnd undesirable.
以及不想要的。
Upapatishu. Upapatishu.
Upapatishu.
Having obtained.
得到了。
Okay, that's it for this verse.
Om
Magana Chimiramadasya Gananggana Shalakaya.Chaksu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarane Panchakalpa Trubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishna Vaviyo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste.Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye So within this four verses, we have this one verse.
所以呢，在这四个世界中呢，我们就其中有这么一条世界。
So the translation is just practically the word meanings over again. Freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest. Even-mindedness from unpleasant and unpleasant events. Constant and unalloyed devotion to me. Aspiring to live in a solitary place. Detachment from the general mass of people and accepting the importance of self-realization.
对呢，这些世界的意思呢，跟孙子的这个意思表现的就非常的直接。他意思是不受孩子、妻子、家庭以及其他有关事物的束缚，不论遇到好事还是坏事，都心平气和，一直不断的为我做纯粹的奉爱服务，渴望居住在人迹罕至的地方，
与普通大众分开，承认觉悟自我的重要性。
So try to find in the prayer part and covering these things.
哈利·克里斯那，哈利·克里斯那，哈利·克里斯那，哈利·克里斯那，哈利·克里斯那，哈利·克里斯那。
Sorry, I'm looking down through the whole report, and there's so many things we went over already.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. There's a paragraph
that starts with "As for detachment from children, wife, and home."
Yeah, I find this paragraph here.
It is not meant that one should have no feeling for these. This is very important.
那就是在要旨里面呢，有一段是关于是讲的，就是指讲的是人不应该努力的，应该努力的去了解，关于对于生老病死的不依附的这个事情。但是马尔日说呢，这并不意味着就是我们不去关切这些事情了。
This is very important because generally we're in a society where we have families.
那这些其实都是很重要的，原因呢，就是因为我们是生活在社会里面，而且我们是有家庭的。
So sometimes it's misunderstood that one should just leave the family, abandon the family, or they should not care about them.
对，有的时候呢，这个就会被误解。被误解，大家就觉得好像我现在就要离家出走了，我要放弃我的家庭，但是这并不是正确的理解。
They are natural objects of affection, and you know, Krishna has given us the whatever family we have, so we take care of it for Krishna.
那 Krishna 他是把这个家庭赐给了我们，所以我们对于我们所得到的这个家庭是有很自然的情感的。而且 Krishna 他给了我们，就是需要我们要为 Krishna 很好的去照顾所给我们的这个家庭。
So it's a balance, you know, like sometimes some crazy people think, well, I work hard, I give all the money to my wife and children, I'm completely renounced, and I'm a very saintly person. But that's not proper, that's incomplete. Yes.
那么，我们是需要平衡的。比如说，有些人他是处于这种比较疯狂的一种状态，他觉得我这么努力的工作，我赚了这么多钱，然后把我所有的钱呢、财产呢，全部都给了我的妻子，给了我的孩子，然后呢，我自己就净身出户了，然后我是一个圣人，因为我以这样的姿态全然的处在气绝之中，但这并不是一个完整的气绝。
We shouldn't be controlled by that and just think that, you know, just giving money to the wife and children is all my only duty. Some people think like that. Some men, they actually give their wife and children so much money, but they don't give them any education, they don't give them any personal time, they don't have any spiritual life. The father himself is never home. So that's not taking care of anybody.
就是我们要理解什么是真正的去照顾别人。那有些人实际上是这样的，就是他会赚好多好多的钱，然后呢他会把这么多的钱都给了他的家人，给他的妻子，给他的孩子，但是呢他却不会花时间去和他们沟通，去真正去和他们交流，不会把他自己的这个私人的时间去和他们在一起，然后也不会管孩子的教育。但是这个其实并不是一个真正的照顾，并不是真正的关怀。
But then it's saying, he's Prabhupada saying, if they're not favorable for spiritual progress, then we should not be attached, overly attached.
We shouldn't be overly attached for they are not...
If they're against...
Okay, got it.
Spiritual life.
Yeah. 然后说了爸爸有说在这个要旨里面有讲到，如果要是 他们对于这个灵性的生活要是不感兴趣的话，那我们就不应该对这个家人有过度的依附。
So the best thing is to make the home Krishna conscious, of course.
所以说呢，最好的方法呢，就是让这个家变得具有一个具有 Krishna 知觉的家。
And the best way for doing that is Krishna consciousness, make the house nice.
而且呢，最好的方法呢，就是能够使 Krishna 知觉充斥这个家庭，使这个家变得更好，变得美妙。
If one is in full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy because it's very easy.
如果一个人他要是处于全然的 Krishna 知觉的状态的话，那他其实就可以让他的家庭变得很快乐，因为这是一件很容易的事情。
We need only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
因为我们只需要做的事情就是念诵 Hare Krishna 的 mantra.
Take prasadam and have some Bhagavad Gita.
你可以荣耀 prasadam, 然后一起来阅读不加放歌。
And some deity worship.
然后呢，再从事一些神像崇拜的活动。
Family members can sit down morning and evening and chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
家庭成员呢，可以清晨，和晚上的时候呢，都可以围坐在一起，一起来念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
If we can do this in the family, then there's no need to give it up. Now, sometimes we can't do that because we might be the only person in the family that wants to be a devotee. So then we have to, you know, find a way to practice, and at the same time.If we have children or something, we have to take care of them under duty and practice our spiritual life separately somewhere.
如果我们要是能够让，如果要是让家庭能够具有这样的 Krishna 知觉的气氛的话，那我们其实就不需要弃离家庭。但有的时候呢，情况不是这样的，可能，这位奉献者他只是在这个家里面的唯一的一个想要修习 Krishna 知觉的成员，那他就。需要一边要照顾好他的家庭职责，需要照顾好他的孩子，然后另外一方面呢，需要另外找一个地方把修习 Krishna 知觉作为一个自己内在修习的事情。
But there's a very nice sentence here at the end. In all cases, one should be detached from the happiness and distress of family life, because in this world, you can never be completely happy or completely miserable.
但是呢，说他爸在这一段的最后一句就写到了，他说无论在什么样的情况下呢，都应该漠视家庭生活的快乐和苦恼，因为在这个世界里永远都不会有完全的快乐或完全的痛苦。
It's always mixed.
所以总是混在一起的。
Okay, now, this next paragraph, this is like the constant.Well, one thing that runs through the Bhagavad Gita again and again, starting with chapter 2, happiness and distress, equal in happiness and distress, equal in, you know, all these different dualities.
那我们在下面这一段里面呢，讲述的就是在不加放歌里面反复强调的一个内容，也是在不加放歌第二章一开始就讲到的是快乐和痛苦是物质生活的相伴物，就是所有的这些二元性的这些东西呢，它们永远都是相伴在一起的。
So happiness and distress are concomitant factors of material life.
所以呢，快乐和痛苦是物质生活的伴随物。
One should learn to tolerate, as they're advised in the Bhagavad Gita.
人应该学着去容忍，那这也是不加放歌的建议。
And that, like I said, we find that throughout the Bhagavad Gita, equal in happiness and distress. All the other dualities that we're very much caught up in, you know, hot, cold, honor and dishonor, victory and loss, you know, gain and loss, victory and defeat. They're all because we think one will make me happy, so I want it, and the other one will make me unhappy, so I don't want it.
那我们在这个就是在佛家梵歌里面整部里面我们都会听到要苦乐如一那么其他还有好多各种各样的二元性的这个对立面比如说冷热呀荣辱啊还有这个胜利或者失败呀其实所有的这些呢都会捕捉到就是把我们给抓住的原因就是由于我们总是想要这个我们想要得到的这一部分然后我们就觉得很好很喜欢那另外一部分呢我们不喜欢然后呢我们就总是想要躲开它
So we can never restrict the coming and going of happiness and distress. It always comes and goes without any effort.
但是人们永远都不可能阻止得了快乐和痛苦因为它永远都是来来去去的
And this is brought up again and again in the Bhagavatam especially that just like unhappiness, misery, we don't seek it, but it comes automatically. Similarly, happiness comes automatically. We may think, no, I worked so hard, and I got money, and I bought a new car, and now I'm happy. No, that's because then if somebody smashes that car or scratches it or somebody insults you, you're still not happy.
那个就是在佛家梵歌里面佛家瓦塔里面也经常会讲到这样的一个观点就是我们其实没有再去寻找痛苦但是呢这个痛苦它就不请自来了但是呢我们其实也没有真正的去寻找快乐但我们却觉得我们是在寻找快乐然后呢我们使劲努力的工作呀使劲赚钱呢然后我们就赚到好多钱得到了我们想要的得到的这个东西我们就觉得哦这是由于我自己的努力而得到这样的快乐但实际上比如说这个车一下子被人家给砸了或者被人家给划了然后我们又会觉得不高兴了
So one should be detached from the materialistic way of life and automatically equipoised in both cases
所以人们呢就应该漠视物质生活的快乐和痛苦，因为在两种情况下呢，都保持平静。
Generally, when we get something desirable, we are very happy. When we get something undesirable, we are distressed.
通常来说呢，当我们得到了我们特别想要的东西的时候呢，我们就会感到很快乐；但是当我们得到我们不想要的东西的时候呢，我们就会感到很难受。
But if we are equal, actually in spiritual position, these things will not agitate us. To reach that stage, we have to practice unbreakable devotional service.
但是我们如果要是真正的处在灵性的层面上，这些事物就不会打扰我们。要想达到这个层面，就必须要不间断的做奉爱服务。
Devotional service to Krishna without deviation.Means engaging oneself in 9 processes of devotional service. Chanting, hearing, worshipping, offering respect, etc.
全心全意的为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的意思呢是做九种奉爱服务他们分别是吟诵、吟唱、聆听、崇拜、献上敬意等等。
Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevanam Dasare.Right. Servitude, friendship, and surrendering everything. Atmani Vedana.
就是
nine. And within each one of those are different moods or mentalities, and within each mentality, there's.Unlimited different types of activities one can do.
还有呢，就是作为仆人，作为主的朋友，然后呢，向主献上一切。但是所有的这九项奉爱服务里面呢，都有不同的心绪，而在这个不同的心绪里面呢，就可以从事各种各样的从事对主的奉爱服务的活动。
And within one, others also exist. Like in friendship, there's sometimes servitude, sometimes neutrality.
那比如说就是在这个朋友的这个心绪中，有的时候呢就是在仆人的心绪下在活动，有的时候呢是在中性的这种状态下在活动。
In parenthood, there's friendship sometimes, there's service, there's neutrality, there's different, they're mixed.
然后呢，在父母之爱的这种心绪下，在服务的时候呢，它也是有，有的时候像朋友一样，有的时候又是中性的，这个也是混在一起的。
Naturally, when one is adopted to the spiritual way of life,He will not want to mix with materialistic men. That would go against his grain. One may test himself by seeing how far he is inclined to live in a solitary place.
人在适应了灵性的生活方式后呢，就自然不再会与物质主义者混在一起，因为两者的生活方式是格格不入的。我们可以检验一下自己，看自己有多倾向于隐居。倾向于不进行有害的交往。
Without unwanted association.
就是处于一种就处在一种没有不想要的交往的这种状态下。
So in one sense we can see that in the temple, in it, wherever there's associated group of devotees together, in one sense that's a solitary place because We can just be with Krishna. We don't have to be worried about materialistic people or anything. Being with devotees is different. Also solitary.
但是比如说我们有的时候在庙里面的时候呢，就可以跟奉献者们在一起。那这个跟奉献者们在一起呢，就不用担心是不是会和那些物质主义者在一起。而且和奉献者在一起，在庙里的这种状态呢，其实也算是一种隐居。
Naturally, a devotee has no taste for unnecessary sporting or cinema going or enjoying some social function.
奉献者自然而然的不喜欢做不必要的运动，不喜欢看电影或者是参加社交活动。
You know, this is a waste of time.
因为他们知道这是浪费时间。
Prabhupada said,There are many research scholars who study sex life or some other subject, but this has no value.
张老板说呢，有许多这个从事研究的学者和哲学家。他们都在研究性生活或者其他的问题，但其实这些都是没有意义和价值的。
It's amazing what these scholars study and how they get money to do it. You know, people anything except Krishna they'll really study.
那么其实也是挺不可思议的一件事，就是这些哲学家们或者科学家们，他们能够。真的花这么多的心思去研究这些事情，而且还能够得到研究这些事情的资金。他们除了 Krishna 之外，就是没有研究 Krishna 之外，他们就喜欢研究这些事儿。
I read about one scientist. He was the topmost expert on the cockroach.
我就读到一篇文章呢，就是关于一个科学家的。那这个科学家呢，他是。非常的专业的研究蟑螂的专家。
You know what cockroach is, right? I think you've heard it.
Yeah.
Jing Lang. So,
蟑螂。
He knew, he studied, you know, what they like to eat and how they live, and he could draw pictures of Chinese cockroach and German cockroach and Japanese cockroach because they're actually a little different.
他呢，就是对于这个蟑螂进行了非常深度的研究。他知道这个蟑螂怎么生活，然后喜欢吃什么，而且呢，他还能够画出各个国家的不同的蟑螂的样子。比如说， 中国的蟑螂长什么样，日本的蟑螂长什么样，德国的蟑螂长什么样，他都特别的清楚，因为每个国家的蟑螂长得都有点不太一样。
So like that, they study so many things, you know, but they don't study spiritual life, they're not interested.
所以呢，就像这样，他们会研究各种各样的东西，但是呢，他们就是对灵性生活不感兴趣。
Better than even philosophical speculation without, you know, referring to any scripture, that's also stupid, waste of time.
或者呢在这个philosophical speculation, 然后还有呢一些人就是在进行哲学性的心智推敲，然后呢他们也不会去遵循任何的经典去了解这些信息，所以这个也是浪费时间。
Okay, for self-realization, bhakti yoga is very practical.
所以作为自我觉悟来说呢，奉盖瑜伽是非常的实际的一种方式。
So again, your Prabhupada is, you know, it's constantly pointing out the defects of the Mayavadi idea that the soul and the super soul is the same, everything's all one.
然后呢
There's no God related.
对，然后沙拉爸呢，他又对这个Mayavadi 的假象中的非人格主义的这个观点呢进行了打击，然后呢这里面就讲到了所有的一切都是一，没有任何的区别，灵魂和超灵之间都是同一个。
As soon as you think about devotion, then you have to think about the relationship between the soul and the super soul.
但是呢，当你一开始要想到奉爱服务的时候呢，你就必须要想到灵魂和超灵之间的关系。
They can't be the same because there's only one supreme soul, but there's unlimited small soul.
他们不可能是同样的，因为只有一个至尊的灵魂，但是呢，有很多很多的无限的个体灵魂。
Nityo Nityanam Chaitanya Chaitanana. There's one supreme soul maintaining all the other small souls.
就是有一个至尊的灵魂，他在维系着所有的这些小灵魂们。
So this is in a natural position is service. Everybody's got to serve something, you know.
而且呢就是灵魂它所处在的原本的状态是服务的状态，就所有的人他都会服务。
So we should understand that. Devotional service, bhakti is eternal. There's no beginning and no end.
所以我们应该明白奉爱服务 bhakti 它是永恒的，它没有开始也没有结束。
Well, actually, we got through everything almost. Maybe we should just finish this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11, it says, Vedanti tat tat vidas tat pram yad ganam avyayam. Those who are actually knowers of the truth see three different phases, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan.
在圣典菩萨瓦坛的第一篇第二章的第十一世界里解释了这一点。真正了解绝对真理的人知道，对至尊真理的觉悟分成三个阶段：凡、超灵和巴格万。
So we should come up. The top is Bhagavan. Everything, all the Paramatma and the Brahman, they come from Bhagavan.
所以说呢，我们应该知道巴格万是绝对真理觉悟的最高阶段，其他的一切。都是来自于巴格万的。
Bhagavan is not within Paramatma, but Paramatma is within Bhagavan.
Bhagavan 它并不是处在 Paramatma 超灵之内，而是 Paramatma 置于Bhagavan 之中。
And then that means devotional service as the perfection.
那这意思呢，也就是意味着奉爱服务。
So beginning from practicing humility up to realizing the supreme truth is like a staircase.
所以呢，从习练谦卑，一直到觉悟到绝对真理，这就好像是一个楼梯一样。
And the staircase goes all the way from the ground to the top floor.
那么这个楼梯呢，它就一直从底楼一直到顶楼。
Now in China, you all know about that because so many buildings, they don't have an elevator yet. The old buildings, they have to walk.
在中国呢，我们也能够理解，因为有好多的这个楼，而且有很多楼里面是没有电梯的，我们必须得走楼梯。
But we also see that in the newer buildings, like some of the buildings are 20 floors or 25 floors, there's an elevator.
但是呢，我们也会知道有一些高楼大厦，比如说有二十层啊，还是二十五层的这样的高楼，他们这里面就是有电梯的。
There's also a stairway, but nobody uses the stairway. They use only the elevator.
虽然说在这高楼大厦里面也有楼梯，可是不会有人走楼梯，大家肯定会一下就坐电梯。
So in yoga practice, there are other practices which you have to climb up the stairway.
所以说呢，在这个瑜伽的休息的过程中，或者在其他的休息过程中呢，也就意味着我们是要走楼梯。
But it's difficult, and also you may get stuck at different levels.
但是走楼梯这件事呢是挺费劲的，而且有可能会在不同的这个楼层，可能就在那儿就停下来了。
Somebody may say, "Oh, come in my room," or you know, different something may attract you.
因为你在走楼梯的这个过程中呢，可能半道上遇上的人，可能就会把你给吸引，请到他们家去，或者是有些其他的事情。就让你分神了。
Like in a department store, they have the moving stairway, the escalator.
那比如说在商场里面，它有这个扶梯。
Sometimes they have that in the train station.
对，有的时候呢，在火车站里边也有这样的扶梯。
So we may go in the shop and think I'm going to go to the fifth floor because there's something there I want to buy.
我可能我来商场里面，我本来是想上五层，因为我五层那个地方有我要买的东西。
But when we get to the third floor, we may see all the signs and think, well, let me look here. This looks interesting.
但是呢，当我们到了三层的时候呢，就发现三层有好多广告牌，就想在想，哎呀，我还不如在这儿先看一看呢，这里面的东西还挺有兴趣的，还挺好玩的。
And forget, you know, where we were going in the first place. So the same thing when someone's doing the mechanical process of yoga, they may get stuck and be satisfied. Here, I'm doing this asana and it's very nice. I don't need anything else.
所以说呢，在这个停滞的这个过程中呢，就忘了我一开始我到底想上这地方来办什么事儿。所以说呢，我们在机械性的练习这个瑜伽程序的时候呢，也会是这样的状态。比如说，我在练习我的体位瑜伽的时候，我就会对这件事感兴趣，然后呢，我就停在这儿了，我就忘了我练瑜伽是为什么了。
So the final thing is again going right back to the first thing.That humility is the most important thing.
所以说呢，在所有的这些事情里面，首当其冲的最重要的一件事情就是谦卑来开始，这是很重要的。
Without humility, we can't understand the Supreme Lord.
因为如果是没有谦卑的话，我们是没有办法理解至尊主的。
Can't understand anything.
我们什么也明白不了。
So even though the living entity is always being kicked by the laws of nature, he still thinks I am God because of great ignorance.
那么生物体它即便是不断的是在会被这个物质自然所击败、所踢踹，但是呢，它依然还觉得它 他自己是神，因为这就是由于他的愚昧所致。
So as you said, the final thing, the first thing is humility, and then the last thing probably goes right back to the things. One has to be humble and know that he's subordinate to the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，在这条这个道路上的首当其冲最重要的事情呢是谦卑，然后最终呢，释迦牟尼佛他又回到了这个原点，就是。一个人他要知道自己是臣服于这尊主的，是要非常的谦卑的知道这一点的。
The beginning of knowledge, therefore, is amanitva, humility. One should be humble and know that he is subordinate to the Supreme Lord.
因此，知识的开端呢是谦逊 ，amanitva。然后应该谦卑，应该知道自己是属于至尊主。
So I think we finished this thing. Due to rebellion against the Lord, one becomes subordinate to the material nature. We have to understand this.
所以必须要了解并确信这真理是什么呢？就是自己是因为反叛。至尊主而变得从属于物质自然的。
All right, so that's a good closing statement. It's just the basic thing. Trinadapi, Sunitrina, Tadarapi, Sishtana. How do we make advancement? How do we do this? Of course, how do we become humble? That's a good question. But we have to practice. We have to hear about great devotees, association with advanced devotees, try to do things that are a little bit difficult, so we have to depend on Krishna and understand we're not so great. And maybe finally we can be beaten down and become humble.
所以我们今天呢就读完了整个这个世界的要旨，然后呢我们就停在了这个非常重要的这个点上，也就是说呢我们需要让自己谦卑下来。因为就在谦卑的这种状态下呢，我们才能够真正的取得进步。但是问题是，怎么才能变得谦卑呢？这是一个很好的问题。那也许可能我们在不断的在被打压的这个状态之中呢，慢慢的会让自己变得谦卑下来。
Okay, any question?
Yes. 我妈妈说现在开始回答大家的问题哈。第一个问题是来自于淡然一笑妈，她记得，无论遇到好事坏事，心平气和，为什么做不到呢？原因是为什么？如何能够做到 ？This mother is asking that, doesn't matter good or bad, we always keep in a very peaceful mood. However, it's very hard to, make that happen. What's the reason?For that, and how to actually can be maintained in that kind of equipoise for everything.
We're conditioned, and you know, our mind is stuck in misidentification with the body.
原因呢，就是由于我们是处在条件限制的这个状态下，而且呢，我们的这个心意和身体它都混合在了一起。而处于在这个具体化的概念之中。
So the basic process that we've been given about the yoga, that will do the job. We just have to stick with it.
We do the job. You mean the process of bhakti yoga, right?
That will make us become humble and change our consciousness.
OK， 那所以说呢，就是在这个 Bhakti 瑜伽中，它给我们的这个程序是我们需要去履行的活动。那么，如果我们要是坚持去做这些活动的话呢，它就会让我们变得谦卑下来，然后变得这个变得被净化。
by reading, you know, by regularly hearing and chanting, all misgivings in the heart can become destroyed. That this is the again and again and again repeated.
那我们再不断的重复一点，就是我们不断的聆听和唱诵，去履行这个程序呢，就会让我们内心中的所有的这些误解、不解都会被清理掉。Mark, next question, or you're going to say more?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so the next question is from Rajendra Prabhu.顶拜 Maharaj, 顶拜翻译和主持，顶拜您跑步。Krishna 创造所有品，创造了所有的品质。Krishna 是所有品质的根源，嫉妒和虚荣也是。问题是 ，Krishna 自己是如何展示嫉妒和虚荣的呢？Krishna is the creator of all of the qualities, and Krishna is the source.Of all of the qualities, including in the jealousy and the vanity. And my question is that, how Krishna himself to manifest the quality as jealousy and vanity?
Krishna, he doesn't exactly manufacture things. They just exist, you know.He just manifests them.
那 Krishna 他其实并不是说是自己亲自的去展示这些品质，但是呢，这些品质呢就是存在着的。就这些不能说品，就对，就这些品质。Mark, you are done with this question, or are you going to see more?
I think so, but can you repeat it again?
Yeah, he's asking, you know, all of these qualities are originally from Lord Krishna, including in the jealousy and the vanity. Could you tell us how Krishna showed this?Qualities from himself.
How Krishna shows he doesn't.
So Krishna 他并没有。所以就是 Krishna 他自己并没有展示像嫉妒和虚荣上的品质。
Yeah, these are qualities that.They're like reflections, they're opposite of the real qualities. If you really wanted to dig in, you could see, you know, like a perverted reflection, it's similar, you know.In the spiritual world, there's a transcendental envy, but it's not like the envy here. Envy here means hatred, but there you see someone and you see them serving Krishna really nicely, and you think, oh, I want to serve Krishna so nicely. You get inspired by them.
如果我们要是仔细的去探查一下这些折射的这个品质的话，就折射的意思就是它。看起来和他原本的那个样子很像，但又不是。那比如说，在这个物质世界的这个嫉妒呢，或者虚荣呢，他所展现的是一种恨意。但是如果是在灵性世界去看这样的品质呢，它是一种超然的嫉妒。那是一个人看到另外一个人对 Krishna 的服务非常的棒，所以说呢，他就会有这种嫉妒心。的这种，但这种嫉妒心呢，是会激发他能够更好的去服务 Krishna。
So something like that. Krishna doesn't show it in the same way. Of course, he gets angry at the demons who are harassing devotees.
So, Krishna, 他在展示这些品质的时候。 跟在物质世界展示的人们展示这个平时的方式是不一样的。但是当然 Krishna 他会展示他的愤怒，当恶魔去欺负奉献者的时候呢，他就会愤怒。He also mentioned about vanity.
Yeah, vanity. What do you mean? What is your definition of vanity?
I think that is a kind of false prestige, or kind of feeling want to be honored by the others.
Yeah, thinking. Usually, it means I'm thinking I'm very great.
Yeah.这虚荣的意思呢，就是会想着我是特别伟大的一人。
Quality of a ridiculous amount of pride, thinking you're very beautiful, and then spending hours and hours in the mirror fixing your face, and that kind of that's vanity.
就这种虚荣，就是觉得自己是一种很骄傲的那种状态，然后觉得自个儿特别的美，然后呢每天会花好多的时间照镜子，然后看自己的欣赏自己的美。
Okay.So Krishna, sometimes he was looking at his reflection and thinking, wow, so beautiful. He didn't even recognize, doesn't know it's him even.
Krishna 有的时候会在镜子里或在河的这个倒影中看到自己的形象，然后他就会觉得，哎呀，这个影子实在是太美了。然后，但是他这种欣赏自己的这个美的这种状态，跟咱们在物质世界里面欣赏自己的美的状态是不一样的。
Alright.
Ms. Marge. So the next question.
Okay.
The next question from Shruti Rupa Mataji. 顶拜guru和老师们，请问应该如何理解？奉献者一方面被教育不要和物质主义者混在一起，而且我和我身边的几位新同学也发现，只要和抽烟喝酒的人多待一会儿，自己就会头昏脑胀的。但是另一方面呢，又鼓励奉献者要勇敢地进入人群去派书、派发圣名、派发普沙呢？请问这样的要求是不是只是对非常稳定的资深的奉献者来说呢？谢谢您，感恩。Please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that, how to understand this situation? Because for devotee, in one way, we have been educated that do not be mixed with the materialist-oriented people. And me and some of my devotee friends, we find if we spend some time with the smokers or drinkers, we feel quite spaced out. We feel very, you know, dizzy-headed if we are with them. However, in the on the other side, we also be encouraged to courageously to, you know, charge into the crowd to distribute the books with them, to distribute the holy name to them, to share prasadam with them.So I want to know if this is only for those advanced devotees who are in the very steady situation, they can do that. But for the new devotees, we'd better stay away.
Well, yeah, we have to be careful. If we can find people who will accept chanting and accept prasadam andThat's nice, but if we don't want to associate with the people who are not interested when we're just associating and listening to them and accepting what they have to offer.
We
look for people who want Krishna.
我们要是遇到了那些想要接受书或者想接受 prasadam 的这些人，我们和他们分享，这样是非常好的。但是呢， 我们不想和那些就我们不能做的一件事情，就是和那些物质主义者在一起，然后呢去被他们给同化了，然后我们就坐在那儿听他们在讲些什么。那我们真正想要做的一件事情呢，是要找那些愿意成为 Krishna 知觉的人。So in another word, you're saying that so we have to be very cautious about this when we are go ahead.
Yeah, just like anything. Say you're a salesman, you're selling cars, or you're selling anything.
那就好像就我们在和这些人在接触的时候呢，我们一定要警醒，要小心。那就比如说我们是一个销售员，无论我们在卖任何东西，比如说卖车呀，或者是卖等等其他东西。
But you look for people who want to buy what you have. You don't go to people who don't have any money or already have 10 cars or something, you know, right?
So you have to look for 有这种可能要买车的人，而不是去找那些穷人根本就买不起车的人，或者说是已经有了十辆车的人。
So when we're trying to give Krishna to people, we have to find people who are a little bit interested.
So we're trying to make people. 所以我们要做的事情呢，是我们要把 Krishna 知觉给予他人，但是呢，我们要去找那些就是对这个 Krishna 知觉感兴趣的人。或者说是我们要努力让这些人对 Krishna 知觉感兴趣。
So, if that's not, you know, we don't bother with people that are just completely not interested.
所以如果不是这样的一个情况的话呢，我们就不要去和这些对于 Krishna 知觉完全没有兴趣的人混在一起。The next question.
Okay, that's just practical, simple practicality. Okay.
那所以就是这么一个简单的这样的去认知的方式就好了。然后下面这个问题呢是来自于一位新人的。不依附家庭不意味着离开家庭，为什么灵修的人中离婚率比不灵修的人还高呢？ So this is a new devotee. She is asking that we are not attached to the family. However, that doesn't mean we just renounced from the family and we walked out from the family. But my question is that why the divorce rateis higher among the spiritual petitioners versus of those mundane people. I'm not sure that's a fact.对，我不是特别的肯定您说的是这么回事儿。 Maharaj?Marge, are you there? Oh, am I here? Good morning, Marge.
Haribo, 我这边也没有声音。
也没事，但我有声音哈。
啊，你可以。
对，我肯定是有声音的。问一些特别怪的问题。 Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，请大家稍微等一下哈，我们现在一下听不到 Maharaj 的声了，可能这个网络有点问题。嗯，连接一下。Maharaj， are you there？ Hare Krishna。因为 Maharaj 看着是连线的状态，但是呢，一下听不到他声音了。Maharaj， can you hear us？
要不您重播一下？
哦，对，好。
Yeah, I just got cut off. Now we're back.
Yeah.
Everything got cut off.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now we're back. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still answering that question about the divorce rate.
Yeah, so I'm saying that I'm not sure that's a fact that, you know, divorce rate.Very, very high everywhere in the world nowadays.
这个我不知道，就我不敢确信您说的这个是实情，因为现在世界各地的离婚率都特别的高。
And I know many devotees have been married 30 or 40 years.
而且呢，我也知道很多奉献者，他们都结婚都已经结了三十年，甚至于40年的时间了。
And they're preaching together, and they're serving together.
They're 一起传教，他们一起服务。
Most of the divorces I know about, not 100%, but usually because either the girl or the man they didn't want to be devotees anymore.
大部分的在奉献者里面的这个离婚的原因是这样的。就在这个一对夫妻里面，要不然就是妻子，要不然就是丈夫，不想再成为奉献者了。
And sometimes it was just the same lusty, stupid reasons, you know. The man just gets lusty and wants a different woman. But divorce rate, like in America, it's like a huge percentage of divorce rate, you know.
还有的时候离婚呢，可能是一些很愚蠢的原因，就比如说这个丈夫又被其他的女子所吸引。但是呢，现在比如说在美国的离婚率就非常非常的高。
And now many people don't even get married, so they live together, then they break up, but there's no divorce, you know, there's no statistics.
而且呢，就是现在还有一个状态，就是很多人。就只是同居在一起，根本就不结婚了。然后在一起就在一起，然后不在一起呢就分开了。那这样的这种分开呢，也就不再记录在离婚的这个数据里面。Next question.
Yeah.
下面这个问题是来自于叶倩吗？他记得顶拜咕噜和所有的奉献者在学习上一直有些障碍，总是倾向听自己的，把自己呢当成权威。以前的老师教导的学习方法和现在老师教导的学习方法相悖，非常的迷惑，如何克服这些障碍？你说的以前的老师教导学习方法是指的是？非物就是物质的老师教您的学习方法和现在灵性老师教导学习方法是相悖的是吗？还是以前的灵性导师教你的方法和现在灵性导师教你的方法相悖？麻烦您叶倩猫的姐，麻烦您把这个问题少写的稍微再清楚一点好不好？然后我们等一会儿请顾回答你这个问题哈，麻烦您。Marge, this question is a little bit confused about the question I asked this devotee to, you know.Readdress her question in a more clear way. And the next one from Qi Qin.
哦，您说。
老师，灵性老师。
哦，灵性老师就灵性的哈。OK. Now this question, she's asking, I always have some difficult or some impediments on my study because I'm always have the intention to hear myself. I always consider myself as the authority while I'm studying. And also my spiritual teacher from before versus of the spiritual teacher now may provide the different way to teach me. So, and actually the ways are kind of contradicted to each other. So that made me quite puzzled. How can I conquer those difficulties?
Just keep chanting regularly.
你要做的事情呢就是继续的有规律的念诵。
And reading Bhagavad Gita regularly.
并且呢有规律的念诵不加梵歌。
And doing some service, whatever you can for devotees.
然后呢您就尽量的去做一些您能够做的服务和奉献者们一起。
All of us have that problem one way or another, whether it was spiritual teacher, material teacher, whatever. We have conditioning, which, you know, sometimes seems like the bhakti practices or things are different. They are different because it's spiritual and the other things are not spiritual.
就是我们每一个人呢其实都处在一种受条件限制的一种状态下，那我们可能就我们可能看不出来这个我们之前的修习的方法和现在的修习的方法到底有什么区别，但其实呢是有区别的。这个 Bhakti 的修习方法和其他的修习方法是很不一样的，因为它是灵性的。Mark, next question. You're going to say more,
yeah.
Next question, huh?
Yeah.
下面一个问题是来自于琪琪的顶拜咕噜。我们与 Krishna 的五种关系是由现在做服务的心态决定的，还是由原本在灵性世界就已经有了这个关系呢？ Maharaj, please accept my vulnerable obeisances. Because we have five different relationships with the Lord. Relationship with the Lord, the specific relationship with the Lord has been determined by our service attitude now, or that relationship has already been determined in the original place. We have already had that relation in the spiritual world.
Both.
这两者都都有，两者都有。
We have some relationship.Before we left Krishna.
之前在我们离开 Krishna 之前呢，我们就已经和 Krishna 有一些关系。
But now, you know, it's lost. But we're developing again, so the things that can change. Just like any relationship you have with anybody,As you get to know them better and you get more association, the mood may change.
但是呢就是我们和 Krishna, 在我们和 Krishna 之前的那种关系呢由于失去了，然后现在呢我们是在重新的想要再找回这种关系，那么通过服务啊，通过重新的去培养这种关系，那么当我们在为他服务，在重新培养这个关系的这个过程中呢，就是我们的这个心绪可能会发生变化，所以呢就会有一些改变。
Okay.
Yeah. The next question from Kamakali Mataji, 顶拜咕噜，主持和所有的奉献者。我真的很愿意和渴望放下我无情的面子，培养谦卑。起初呢，是否应该满足他人的要求和愿望来培养爱？我真的
很没有爱，所以我不会谦卑。Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. I really want to, I really want to bend down myself and become in the genuine humility. So to start with that, is that necessary for me to, you know, fulfill the desires and the requires of anyone? In this way, to cultivate the love, because I don't have any love, so I don't know how to be humble.
To be humble ultimately thinks you have to depend on Krishna. You don't have any ability on your own to do anything, only Krishna. When we fully depend on Krishna, that he's actually our supplying everything, he's arranging everything, you know, everything is Krishna. That's humility. When we think about glorifying others instead of ourselves, we have to practice.
Practice serving other devotees. 谦卑的这个意思呢，也就意味着终极来说，我们要依靠于Krishna去做所有的事情。其实我们自己没有任何的能力去做任何事情。然后呢，要这个谦，要这样的这种方式才能够让自己谦卑下来。 还有呢，就是在谦卑的状态下，我们总是要想去荣耀其他的人，总要想去服务其他的人。然后，但是这样的方式呢，我们是需要去培养的，我们需要去练习。So
like I said, we keep reading about how important humility is, and because we all have a problem, we're all conditioned to think, and that's why we've come to the material world. I'm the controller, I'm this powerful. So when we can finally realize, you know, maybe like Kaliya, Krishna just kicked Kaliya and kicked him and kicked him, and finally he realized I'm not all powerful.
所以说呢，所以为什么我们就始终都一直在这个重复这个话题，就是我们必须要让自己谦卑下来，我们需要培养这个谦卑的这个品质。 的原因是因为我们没有，也就是因为我们没有谦卑，我们想让自己变成一个享受者，变成主宰者，所以我们才会来到这个物质世界。但是呢，比如说像卡利亚什么？
I'm not a good person to answer because I'm, you know, I'm very puffed up.
So much. I haven't finished. 然后比如说那个卡利亚蛇，他就是在被他觉得自个儿特有能力，他觉得自个儿特骄傲，但是呢。 他在 Krishna 不断的在踢他踹他的这个状态中，他终于明白了他自己其实是没什么了不起的，所以他就谦卑下来了。所以我们在这个物质世界呢，是要经过这种打压、不断的这种打压的这种状态下，然后我们才会变得谦卑下来。然后，就是 Maharaj 他说呢，我可能不是一个回答您的这个问题的一个人选的原因，是因为我自己本人就很骄傲。
So, you know, Trinadapi Sunichena, by constantly chanting, by being humble, we can chant constantly. If we try to chant constantly, we can become humble. We can gradually see how our mind is so disturbed and how weak we are and how so many things. Try to serve Krishna and eventually he'll make us humble. Even if you're just chanting every day and you're trying to be a devotee, that's a big step towards humility. But
所以说呢，就当我们不断的在这个念诵的过程中呢，它就会让我们变得谦卑下来。然后等我们变得谦卑下来以后呢，我们又可以不断的再去念诵。那就是，其实，在我们不断的这个念诵的这个过程中，然后作为一个奉献者，每天在进行我们的这个习练的这个过程中，其实就是一个想让自己努力的变得谦卑的一个过程。So
there's a lot of confusion in Kali Yuga, which I'd say in almost every class about what is humility.
在卡利年代，对于真正的谦卑，实际上是有很多的困惑的概念在这里的。其实我在每节课里面都在重复这个话题。
对呀。 Psychiatrists have a thing called low self-esteem.
然后心理学家呢会认为这是一种自卑。
Low self-esteem.
是自卑。You mean the humility is a kind of
jibei.
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 So, Mara, you mean humility from the psychiatrist point of view, that is a kind of low self-esteem?
No, I'm just saying there's a condition, low self-esteem, jibei.
Okay. 那 Mara 说就是有一种状态，这种状态呢被称为叫自卑。
And that means you're thinking, I'm no good, nobody likes me, I don't have any beauty, I don't have any talent, I don't have anything, I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good.
那也就意味着就是说我觉得自个儿特别的不好，然后呢我什么优点都没有，然后我也不美，然后我也没有任何的才华，大家都不喜欢我，我怎么都不好。
Everybody is better than me.You know,
家人都比我棒
crying.
哭啊我哭着
So many times materialists mistake humility for that.
Many times materialists mistake
the materialistic people think that humility is something like that.
OK, 所以有很多时候呢就这个物质主义者呢他就觉得这样的一种状态就是谦卑的状态。
But humility is really, Krishna is very, very great. I'm a small servant of Krishna.
但是这个谦卑的真正的含义在于我们了解的 Krishna 是真的特别特别的伟大，我只不过是 Krishna 的一个很渺小的仆人。
So Prabhupada said, devotee asked him, what is humility?
The way, 奉献者呢他就问 Shri Prabhupada, 就奉献者们问 Shri Prabhupada, 什么是谦卑?
And Prabhupada said, when you think that, you know, there's nothing but Krishna, you know, that only Krishna, he's supplying everything, whatever it is, if it's your friends, your family,Your money, your beauty, it's all coming from Krishna. That's humility. You're giving credit to Krishna, not to myself.
Shri Prabhupada 说如果当你把一切都想着 Krishna 的时候，比如说无论你的朋友啊，你的家人啊，或者是任何一个人，当你在想到他们的时候，你都会想到这一切都是 Krishna 所给的，而且是 Krishna 在维系着他们，在为他们提供着所有的一切的时候，认为是 Krishna 是作为者，而不是由自己所完成的任何一件事情的时候，那么当有这样的想法，就是谦卑。
All right.
Yes. The next question from Radha Ananda Mataji, Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 请问。作为众生心中的超灵，随时可以观察到众生心态里的种种品性，比如物质世界的出现是因为生物想要做老大，为了不让这些品性搅乱灵性世界，仁慈的主就给生物一个物质世界，让生物在这里表现自己等等，可以这样理解各种不良品性和物质世界出现的原因吗？感恩翻译马德吉，感恩所有的奉献者，谢谢您，谢谢您马德吉。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. My question is that, as the Paramatma who is sitting in everyone's heart, he is all-timely observe the movement, the mentality of the living entities. For example, the material world exists is because the living entities want to be the master. So in order to not disturbing the order of the spiritual world, the very merciful Lord created this material world for the living entities to make the living entities to be here to fully show themselves. So can I understand that this is the way, can I understand in this way that how the bad qualities and the material world to be actually existed, to be actually manifested? 's asking that if it's the right understanding that the reason for all of the poor qualities and the material world to be existed is because Lord wants to make this place for the living entities to show their poor qualities. In this way, not disturbing the spiritual world.
Yeah, because like when Prabhupada was asked, why did Krishna create the material world? Prabhupada said, he didn't, you created it.
是这样的，比如说有人在询问说拉帕帕，这个物质世界是怎么，就是Krishna 是怎么创造出这个物质世界的？然后是拉帕帕说呢，并不是他创造出来的，这个物质世界是由你来创造的。
Because of our desire, so Krishna had to create it. He didn't want it exactly, but he doesn't want to just eliminate the living entities that don't want to stay in the spiritual world. So it's ultimately created to help us get out.
那就是由于我们有这样的这个欲望，所以 Krishna 他为了要满足我们在这个物质世界，就是我们的这种心里面想出来的这个欲望，所以说呢，他就创造了这个物质世界，然后呢，让我们来到这里。但是终极来说呢，这个物质世界是，为了帮助我们能够出离这个物质世界，再次回到灵性世界。The next question from Chanchala Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dimbai Guru Maharaj, 转发一个新人的问题，灵性世界有没有念珠，有没有咕噜，有没有念诵呢？是否念珠、咕噜和念诵只是为了我们这些受限制的灵魂回归守神而准备的呢？这是我的疑问和思考。供奉时要放上土拉西叶子，念诵时要佩戴念珠，这种形式的本质是什么？ Okay, so this question is from Chanchala Mataji on behalf of a new devotee. She's asking, if there are chanting beads and spiritual masters and chanting itself in the spiritual world, isn't that the beads, spiritual master and chanting itself are only for these conditional souls who are, you know, be prepared to go back to the Godhead? These are my doubts and thoughts. And the other thing is that while we are offer, when we are putting the offer, we place the tulasi leaf. And when we chanting, we need to wear neck beads. What's the essence of these formalities? So she's asking two questions.
Not sure. I can't quite follow the question.
Okay, so I will paraphrase. Well, the first part of the question is she's asking, are there any beads, spiritual master, and chanting in the spiritual world? Basically, she's asking that if the chanting on the beats, and also we have the spiritual master to get us, to guide us, that is only for the material world, for the conditional souls, but not for those realized souls in the spiritual world.
I don't know what kind of formalities are there in the spiritual world, what kind of ashrams and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
我不知道在灵性世界里面的修习的形式是什么样子的，在那儿的那些修院长得什么样，这个我不知道。
But you know, because everyone's a pure devotee, humble, everyone is their spiritual master. Everybody's, you know, learning about Krishna from everybody else because they're all completely humble.
但是呢，在灵性世界的每一个人都是完全的谦卑的，都是纯粹的修习者。所以呢，他们其实每一个人都是灵性导师，因为他们每一个人都在向另外一个人在修习如何的更好的去向 Krishna 做服务。And she's also asking that why we place the tulasi leaf when we are offer, and also when we are chanting, why we are chanting on the beads, and why we're wearing the net beads, or what, you know, what's for all of this.
Krishna likes tulsi.
关于这个 tulasi 的这部分的这个问题啊，就是Krishna 他喜欢图西。
So we offer tulsi when we offer food to Krishna.
所以说呢，当我们在向 Krishna 供奉食物的时候，我们会供奉托拉西叶。
And we chant with beads because it helps us concentrate.
让我们用念珠来念诵的原因呢，是因为它可以帮助我们专注。
It helps us keep count of how much we're chanting.
然后我们要是用这个数珠呢，是可以帮助我们来数我们都念了多少圈。
Which is also important, and
这也很重要。
What's the other neck beads?Neck beads, it's a symbol of, you know, that we're surrendering to Krishna, and also the japa beads are tulsi, the neck beads are tulsi, and by touching tulsi, that's very purifying and beneficial.
还有就是我们戴这个颈珠呢，它也是标明我们向 Krishna 臣服的一个标志，而且那个这颈珠呢，它也是由 tulasi 的植物做成的这个珠子。我们念诵的这个珠子呢，也是 tulasi 的珠子。那我们在触碰 tulasi 的时候呢，是对我们来说非常净化的。
Okay.
Yeah. The next one, 唐继东 Mataji, Prabhu. 顶拜咕噜翻译您好，主持人好，大家好，您好。我现在身体出现了问题，医生让我打营养针，家人说我能折腾，都生我的气，让我破戒，我也不知道如何跟他们解释，我只能说如果我想修行，就只能够遵守规范守则，恳请咕噜给这个训示，给个提示。Marge, this question is from this devotee. Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. Right now, something wrong with my physical situation, and the doctor asked me to have some injection about the nutrition, have some nutrient injection, and my family.Very angry with me. They asked me to break the vow about, you know, to become to break the fast or break the food from not eating meat. I don't know how to explain to them, but my determination is that if I want to practice on this path, I have toobey all of these rules and regulations. But could you give me some blessing and some guidance what to do?
Yeah. Some injection from the doctor, that's all right sometimes. We don't know guaranteed it's really does any good.
就是这个,
eating meat you don't have to do, and you should refer them to some scientific studies or something. You know, it's just a scientific complete misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That you can't get your nutrition without meat.
是这样的，就是这个大夫建议打营养针这样的治疗方式，我们是可以接受的。虽然说大夫他给我们的这个治疗方案并不一定每次都管用，但是呢，我们是可以去按照大夫的医嘱去做的。但是关于破戒，就是重新吃肉这件事情呢，就不一定要这么去做了。因为我们也可以从一些科学的论据上能够看到，这个肉其实并不会给我们带来营养。但有的时候，我刚才老师还说，但有的时候呢，就这科学的论据它的那个它展现的这个方式可能是有点这个颠倒的。
You know, I know in China there's many Buddhists that don't eat meat. They're very healthy. There's doctors that know better. So you have to refer your family to those people. Don't argue with them or talk about your religious vows or anything. Just,
是这样的。我知道在中国其实有很多的佛教的僧人，他们是不吃肉的，但是他们的身体是非常健康的。所以说呢，你应该向您的家人去提这些人，把他们作为您的这个说服家人的这个榜样。但是呢，也不要跟您的家人去进行争论您在这个灵性的这个修习上需要去遵守的这些规范，不要去跟他们去争这个事儿。
Okay.
Yeah. And all of the questions for today.
Okay, good. Because I'm supposed to be going somewhere else.
Okay. So, Krishna's mercy.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So, yo, rong, yo, gui, yu, ju, we, de, feng, shu, jay.
Jai.Hare Krishna， 亲爱的奉献者们，那我们今天的百昆特之音的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感恩卡比川德玛拉这位我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的这些问题的耐心解答。谢谢 Krishna Kumar Mataji 给我们安排的这个平台，让我们有这样好的联谊。感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 秩序之中度过一个非常美妙的周五。深深的顶拜大家 ，Hare Krishna。